Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for November 9th, 2018. In today's news, Elevator World announces a new magazine for the European market. A Frank Gehry designed downtown Los Angeles project secures financing. An engineer in a 2017 escalator mishap in Hong Kong admits failures. And a sculptural facade is ascending of a Brooklyn condominium tower.
Elevator World Incorporated will publish its first issue of Elevator World Europe in February 2019. The magazine is joined by Elevator World's existing 4,000 subscriber European newsletter, Euronews, and new website and app. It will be published bi-monthly, with the print edition consisting of a paid and controlled circulation published in English, with German, Italian, Spanish, and French translations available in digital format for free. Initial print distribution will be to 2,500 industry professionals who work in or do business in Europe. The magazine will also be supported by a digital edition, including an app for Apple and Android devices. Contact Bulent Yilmaz at bulent@elevatorworld.com for editorial submissions and editorial and advertising inquiries within Europe. Those outside of Europe may contact Angela Baldwin at editorial@elevatorworld.com for editorial, and T. Bruce McKinnon at tbruce@elevatorworld.com for advertising.
A $1 billion mixed-use development designed by Frank Gehry on Grand Avenue in downtown L.A. that includes a 39-story residential tower has secured $630 million in financing from Deutsche Bank, meaning the long-awaited project can finally move forward, the Los Angeles Times reports. Planned since 2004, the redevelopment in the Bunker Hill neighborhood is a project of Related Companies and Core USA, which is a joint venture of China Harbor Engineering Company and CCCG Overseas Real Estate. Besides the residential tower, it will have a 20-story hotel, a 430-seat movie theater, and a mix of shops and restaurants. Local leaders praised it for bringing permanent jobs and affordable housing to the area. Completion is anticipated by 2021.
The registered escalator engineer who inspected a 45-meter-long escalator in a Hong Kong shopping mall involved in an accident in March 2017 in which 18 people were injured admitted in court he failed to check five of the unit's components, Yahoo News reports. The 66-year-old engineer had issued a safety certificate for the escalator 3 months before the incident. Despite admitting to failing to check two sensors that stop the unit if it reverses direction or goes too fast and three switches that stop the unit if an object becomes stuck in the machinery, the engineer said he checked the components that resulted in the reversal that sent passengers tumbling, which are the main drive and drive chain device. Examining security footage, prosecutors said the engineer was not thorough in his inspection, and a colleague observed that, quote, 22 minutes is not long enough. On November 7th, the trial was still underway.
The precast concrete panels that form the sculptural facade of 11 Hoyt Street in downtown Brooklyn, New York, are ascending the Studio Gang Architects-designed 57-story condominium tower, New York MB reports. Developed by Tishman Speyer with Hill West as the architect of record, 11 Hoyt will, within 770,000 square feet, contain 480 residences and a private, landscaped outdoor park on the second level, in addition to the amenities-rich park designed by Edmund Hollander Design. The development will boast oversized windows with seating to take in views of Brooklyn, Manhattan, and New York Harbor. Completion is anticipated in 2020.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.